Hello and welcome to The Pulse. It is 5:03 here in the studio. And so today our first story is going to be slightly different. We're going to play the president package, which is, so we've got SU elections going on at the moment. And this is just a, I think it's an interview. So we're just going to play that first and then we'll have a little discussion about it after.
You're listening to The Pulse, the news that matters to you.
So if you can introduce yourself and what position you're running for.
Hey guys, so my name's Alan and I'm running to be your next SU president. I'm an international student, born and raised in Hong Kong, and I'm half English and half Filipino.
I'm Cameron, I'm a third year history student and I'm running for this SU president.
Hi, I'm Francis Duan, I'm a third year student who studies industrial economics and I'm running for president.
Hello, my name is Joshua Chen and I'm running for the president of the student union.
Hi everyone, my name is Rahul Jaju. I am a final year student at the Nottingham University Business School. And I'm running for the position of the SU president.
This is Suti, and he is running for UN president.
My name is Sweep, and I'm running for the position of SU president.
And why are you running for that position?
I'm running because I'm passionate about making change that the students want and ensuring that the students feel that the SU is an extension of them or even a part of them.
So I'm running because I'm really, really passionate about the SU. I have been since I arrived as a fresher. I've always been involved, be it JCR, sport, welcome mentor and welcome week coordinator. So I just really want to carry it on and carry on my passion for the SU.
Well, throughout my time at university, I've been strongly involved. In first year, I was on the JCR for Derby Hall. Last year, I was a welcome week mentor, and then this year I'm on the committee for the men's rugby union team.
So I'm running for the positions because I want to make every student feel the sense of community in Nottingham. I want to build a stronger sense of community for every student who are studying in Nottingham, so that you can feel that Nottingham is a second home away from home. So for instance, over the past few weeks I've been engaging with a lot of society presidents, hall presidents, and a lot of education reps of all the schools to make my manifesto as inclusive as possible. So by doing this, I want to make every student to feel that they're engaged in the elections, they're engaged with the student union, and I want every student to feel not left out of Nottingham, but also they are engaged together as a body.
I'm running for this position because I believe that there's so much more to the SU that I can offer, and I've realized that after being the final year president for the Indian Society right now.
Suti would very much like to improve and sustain the quality of the student life here at the University of Nottingham.
I believe that I have the best ideas and the best experience for the job.
What are the key points of your manifesto?
So in my manifesto, I've got five super aims. And this goes, my first super aim is SU for you, basically making sure that our SU is molded around you guys, the students. My second super aim is student services, to support and increase awareness of the welfare services and the recently revamped student services. My third super aim is inclusivity, making sure that all students are involved within the student body. And my fourth super aim is international, ensuring that international students feel welcome at a home, away from home, just like I do. And my fifth super aim, lastly, is legacy. Basically, I want to continue the work of previous SU officers. And those are my five super aims. And basically, I built this manifesto that I truly could believe in. I did not choose to set manifesto points that were unachievable. And I am confident that I'll achieve my super aims for you.
So we've got a few key points. It's split up into a few sections. The first section kind of concentrates on mainly the SU. So I want to expand like officer videos and officer visibility and make sure that every month an officer video is coming out to explain what each one of them are doing and what they want to do like next month. Expand the spotlight on society's blog. It's currently on Tumblr. I want to bring it like to Facebook, make sure that it's really visible to everybody, and make sure that they're kind of like getting videos produced with the societies to make sure that everyone knows what they're doing. Expand the student service advice centre, make sure that their work, kind of introduce some workshops, make sure that they're really visible to all the students as well. Expand and like support the Global Buddies programme that Ishmael's really done some good work on this year. And with welfare, increase kind of food provisions for people that are needing dietary requirements or different faiths, and really concentrate on that.
My biggest point is to try and increase the accountability of nightclub bouncers. I want to set up a phone line with already available resources in the SU where students can report any allegations of sexual or physical assault by nightclub bouncers, and we commit to taking it seriously and to hold them accountable for that. Another one of my main points is to try and look into reinstating seven-legged as a carny event. I know they're suggesting running a different charity event, and we'll see how that successful that is, but I feel like it was a real cash cow for them in terms of like setting themselves up for the year and raising money for their causes, but to see if I get that back in.
So the central theme of the manifesto is to build a sense of community in Nottingham. I want every student to feel that they are engaged, they have received the level of support they deserve, and they got this, they are acknowledged for the success that they truly deserve. So the key points in my manifesto is to provide more support for the students, to have more connectivities between the student union and the people, to make the SU officers and also the student union to be more approachable to all students. And I'm going to improve the welfare and facilities for all the students, and also I want to celebrate the success of everybody. For instance, one of the key policy of my manifesto is that if I get elected, I'll organize a monthly president question time along with other full-time SU officers in office. So by having a president question time along with other candidates, members in different campuses of the uni, I can answer the questions from the students in a more direct way. I can engage with the students in a more direct way, and it ties in with the general concept of approachability and also connectivity.
The key points of my manifesto are three. Number one being inclusivity, number two being diversity, and number three is effective problem-solving mechanism between the SU and the students' committees.
I think the one with the most kind of clout and long-term impact is the demolition of the university nuclear arsenal. It's just not an option anymore. There's a reason that the initials of mutually assured destruction spell MAD. Then in terms of like directly improving the student experience, Stutti would like to drain the lake in order to make room for new classroom space and bookable rooms, as well as changing the student timetable a little bit to account for student hibernation, and also allowing international students to maintain their time zones while they're here. We also want there to be no 9 a.m. lectures anymore, and we're going to instead switch them to 8 a.m. so that they finish at 9 a.m. and there are no 9 a.m. lectures.
The main points of his manifesto are to drastically increase the size and scope of Nottingham University's nuclear arsenal and... Yes, to increase the nuclear arsenal and to flood the university from the lake to provide more space for wildlife.
What's your slogan?
My slogan is Students Assemble.
So the slogan this year is a bit of a play on words. It's Yes We Can. So it's kind of inclusive.
I like it.
And it makes sure it's kind of, you know, getting myself out there and making sure everybody's involved.
One and only.
My slogan is vote for change, vote for Chen, because you can't have change without Chen.
My slogan is tomorrow's looking great.
Izzy Wizzy, let's get busy.
Our slogan is Sweep the Campus.
And finally, why should people vote for you?
I think people should vote for me because I'm an all-round guy. I am very confident and very open to many opinions. And if you want something done, I'll do it for you. And I'm here for you guys, as you are my top priority. As an SU officer, I feel that the students are my top priority.
You should vote for me because I'm really, really passionate about representing students and moving the SU forward. I'm open and conscientious, and I want to make the student voice heard in all that the SU does and how it progresses itself in the future.
I feel like there's something on my manifesto for almost everyone, and I've been involved throughout my 3 years. I've never necessarily held a sort of real big role, like a president of Welcome Week or whatnot, but I feel like it sort of makes me more relatable, and I think the issues that I've brought up are the issues of most people, because we've had the same shared experience.
So over the past few weeks, I've been engaging with a lot of people. I've been talking with society presidents, hall presidents, and also the education reps. So my manifesto is very inclusive and encompasses every single issues that that people generally want for improving welfare in Nottingham. And also, I got a lot of experiences in the school. In the previous years, I'm the education rep of economics. So over the past few years, I've overseen a lot of changes in the economics school as an education rep. And also, I'm the student trainers for the society committees. As a star trainers for the silver training sessions, I enjoy meeting with a lot of people. And this trains up, it really gives me a lot of insights into what a lot of societies are doing and what are their concerns at the moment. Also, I'm the social sex of Wing Chun Society. And so playing martial arts is a way to train my personality to be tougher. One last thing is that I am an international student. I come from the city of Hong Kong. And so as an international student, I understand a lot of struggle and the feelings of other international students as well. If I get elected, I'll work on to improve the welfare of the international students and local students. And I want everybody to have to engage in Nottingham, have the sense of community in Nottingham.
Well, after having three different positions in the hall committee and student-run societies, New Accol and Indian Society, I've realized that there are a lot of things that I can bring to the SU which other people, I think, have not thought of yet. My key aim is to develop a problem-solving mechanism between the SU and the students-run societies so that problems are tackled more quickly and more efficiently, leading to results in a prompt and more efficient manner.
People should vote for Sooty because a vote for Sooty is a vote not for Sweep.
Sweep believes that he's very much the people's candidate.
You're listening to The Pulse, the news that matters to you.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse. I'm Abby and I'm joined by Jenny and Amy today. That was the package for the presidential candidates for this year's SU elections. So what do we think about the pool of candidates so far?
I think there's some really interesting things that were being said on there, especially to actually kind of think about the range of different things that the candidates are obviously thinking are really good to put in their manifesto. So obviously we had things about talking about inclusivity. Mm. I don't know if it was mentioned in there, but I know there's a lot of stuff about trying to make people feel more at home in Nottingham, making sure that people feel more involved. I think I get the impression that, you know, these manifestos have been very much written to include as many people as they possibly can, you know, so that everybody feels that they can relate to them. But I think one of the things that obviously, as three were just discussing then, was the fact that it's quite interesting that it's all male presidential candidates.
Yeah, I think it's I actually found it quite odd. And there is a lot, which I really like, there's a lot on international students, and that really stands out in the candidates and their manifestos. But I think in terms of equality, that is quite a big thing that was missing.
Mm.
And I know that last year we had Beth Massey as education officer, and I actually thought she did a really, really good job, and she actually stood out amongst most of the committee.
Yeah.
I'd heard of her, I hadn't heard of many of the other officers. So I do think it's quite shocking and quite odd that there's no women running.
I wonder why, because obviously, like, anyone's eligible to stand for it, so do you think it's just like luck of the draw and that's fine and we should just leave it like that? Or do you think it is something that kind of should be challenged? That
I don't know, maybe because obviously if somebody were to run, they would be, you know, in this pool, they'd be the only girl running against a lot of male candidates. Maybe that is intimidating. I mean, I'm in second year and I certainly wouldn't consider going for an SU position the next year. But if I were thinking of doing it, I think I would feel quite like, oh my god, it's me against the rest of the boys type thing. So I don't know whether maybe that's something that girls just don't feel they have the confidence because of how many boys go for it.
I think it's definitely a confidence thing. I think men generally have more confidence and are more almost, they go for things more than women do. And I think because of that, it's just ended up that a lot of women have been squeezed out.
If you think, like, before this year's current SU committee, though, we did have a woman president, there were other women running for the role, like, and like last year there was like Mary McCarthy who was running, there was a girl called Jess and stuff. So like, I think potentially it is just like luck of the draw this year that there isn't a women candidate, but because in other years we have seen there is, so like maybe it's just like how it is.
There are also quite a lot of women running for other positions. There's a lot of women running for postgrad.
There's a lot of I'm aware that there's a lot of people. I'm not sure how many, but I know there's girls running for welfare as well.
Mm. It's quite odd, like, the difference. I think, you know, like, it's mainly women running for welfare and certain roles like that, and then...
Yeah, that's like, true. What I did find quite interesting is that a few of the manifestos I've realised have talked about harassment in clubs, which
I think that's really
important for students. So what do we think about that?
I know that, especially in first year, when you first come to university and you're like, oh, wow, you know, I'm going out every night and I'm so mental, freshers week and all that kind of thing. But I and a lot of my friends have had experiences where, you know, nothing ridiculously serious, nothing where I've come home and thought, oh, my God, I need to do something about this. But if you actually speak to people, it's actually quite interesting how many people have had a bad run-in with a bouncer, like whether it be someone being rude, someone kind of just overlooking you because you know, obviously you've had a bit to drink. I remember in Freshers Week, my housemates had to take me home, not because I was ridiculously drunk, but I'd forgotten my ID. I had my student card with me. I was in a group with the hall, and they had like proof that I was obviously of my age, but the bouncer was just basically swearing at me, calling me horrible names, and it was just like, it's just not appropriate in your position as, you know, somebody that's supposed to be there for the security of people. And so I think it's really interesting that's been highlighted by more than one person. I think that it's obviously coming to a fore that it's, that is something that people are really aware of.
Yeah, I think like the that general the theme I'm getting is kind of like the extension of kind of the realm of the SU. So like we were saying about trying to make people feel included in their lives in Nottingham, it's not, it's like going beyond just kind of like an education thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of the focus is on kind of making sure people are safe in clubs, trying to interact with students' lives outside of necessarily like the university's kind of academic
It's about the community sort of setting, isn't it? Thinking about the other aspects
it's
of
like the wholesome experience of being at university. And I think that is something that really comes across in this year's,
and I think that's why it's important, because obviously the president is kind of, their job is to oversee the other kind of denominations of the areas of the SU. So obviously welfare and communities and activities are those sort of non-academic side of things, and then obviously what we've just listened to then was the president's package, so they should be addressing those kind of issues as well, because obviously they are overseeing all of that if they were to become president.
I think in terms of like a good manifesto, that something that like is good to see is that they are all engaging with areas that do cover the whole range of things the SU are trying to achieve.
I also noticed one of the candidates said he wants to continue the legacy of the previous president. Just for some points of the previous president's manifesto, the one thing that stood out for me was the reform of the personal tutor system. This was last year's manifesto for Ishmael. And actually I think that's something that actually really does need to be reformed. So I think it's quite interesting that the candidates are picking up places where previous committee members haven't quite fulfilled what they meant to,
and something sort of, that obviously they have seen as being very important.
I think it is important to have a continuation as well, because although that system might not be fully changed and overhauled yet, it's still in the, it could well be in the process, in the works of it. And I think it's actually really important for new candidates and the new committee to have a strong relationship with the outgoing one. So things like that, that are in the works, because things take longer than a year. Like,
exactly.
If you think we've had the whole student services change and everything, like the personal tutor kind of agenda's probably been pushed down a bit. So I think,
is that personal tutors in terms of like in your like school you get
personal.
That's interesting actually. So I was actually speaking to my housemate, and she was telling me she doesn't have one-to-ones anymore, and in the School of Geography we do, and we get them, you know, sort of once every term, and I've always thought that that was what was a university-wide thing.
I think there isn't really much kind of standard procedure regarding the tutor system, so I think that is something that would be interesting to
my address. Tutor also changed, which I found quite odd. It means you can't really build a relationship. Both of mine changed. I have two and they both changed this year.
Really?
And I do like my new ones, but it's sort of, I don't really like the fact that there's no one really there that really knows me and really knows my needs.
Because the tutor, obviously you go to a tutor for assessing your exam results and things like that, but they are more than anything else there for pastoral care. It's if you have a problem, if you, something's going on at home, if you need to claim extenuating circumstances, they are the person you go to. So if you haven't been able to create that bond with them because maybe you've literally met them 2 weeks ago, it does. My one of my housemates in the School of Geography, actually, she's had that happen. She's had about three, maybe four different tutors.
Silly.
And it does make you think, what's actually the point of this? So I think that's definitely an interesting thing to be having on a manifesto for a presidential candidate.
Something that I really liked on it was like a lot of them putting focus on increasing kind of spending on like the mental health and counselling side of uni.
Something
really nice to see, as in, I think there's been quite a big push, like there's been the whole welfare and sport campaign. We had the uni like mental health awareness day the other day, and I think that is a massive issue anyway, and it's really nice to see the candidates trying to address that, because I think that is something in university that a lot of people do use, and it is a really crucial.
I think that just shows, doesn't it, the power of people our age. Like, mental health awareness is something that's been quite prominent in, you know, the media headlines over the last couple of months, and there have been national headlines and national pushes to try and increase spending, but it just shows that we as students can actually replicate that and try and actually put something on the ground to happen about it.
I think also students understand it more because at the young age in our generation, it's a much more prevalent issue. So I think if it's starting at university, it then sort of creates this openness towards mental health and mental health stigma, which will then move into the future, which I think is really important.
Yeah, definitely.